This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, well, yesterday we spoke to Coronation's personal investments specialist, Christo Linnefelt, remember, in the last of our series of Savings for Savings Month. He had some really interesting things to say. How often have you bought something when you're given an enticing offer and then you have FOMO, offer, not officer.
I like an enticing offer.
You do, huh? Mm. But an enticing offer, then you have FOMO if you don't buy it there and then. You know what I mean. It's a special...
Yeah, non-purchase regret.
Yeah,
there's where it nags at you.
And then you, this has happened with me with airline tickets, but we'll talk about that in a second. So it's time to replace FOMO with JOMO, the joy of missing out, saying no to buying something when we're being enticed to buy out of fear of missing out. It's probably one of the most important lessons that any kid can learn. I'm trying to teach my nephews this. If you have one sweet now, that's it. But if you wait until the end of the day, they're two sweets.
Mm.
You have to make it a lot more than two for them to actually buy it. If you save your money instead of immediate gratification, you can buy the big things later because you've saved enough money. Now, I like JOMO, the joy of missing out, because I prefer to always say no to things. And then I really don't feel whenever I'm driving to an event or something that I should have said yes.
But are you diligent like that when it comes to JOMO with money? Because I think it's tougher when money's involved.
Well, how about you? I mean, I think you're probably a lot smarter than I was.
I think now, yes, because luckily I've learned and I'm responsible enough to learn from other people. But I know when it comes to my parents, they aren't like that at all. So my mom is a big fad person. If you just sell it to her enough, she'll totally be into
it. Something's trendy.
Yes, yes, yes. So she has, she's probably bought and jumped onto any sort of fitness or health trend known to man.
Oh, but that stuff will grab you, man. How many people have a treadmill or a bicycle in their house?
Or what about a tennis court in the garden that's got like...
And then you feel bad. You're like, oh. You go, of course I have to jump into this. Of course I have to do this. She's bought any sort of juicer. She's bought a... there was this one exercise equipment. I remember the infomercial was like, you walk on this and feels like you're walking on air. And I get how a lot of people can get stuck in this thing of, I can't miss out on this.
Yeah, I had something happen 2 months ago. There was this special on an overseas plane ticket, and I was planning a trip later in the year anyway, but I had until 5 p.m. that day to make the call, right,
mm-hmm.
to get the special rate. So I bought it because I was worried I would miss out. And then what happened? I had to change the date, so there's the catch. You know,
the
cost of changing it ended up costing me more.
What would it cost you just to buy it?
Yeah, so it's stupid. You don't fall for this stuff.
A lot of people see the difference in what a thing theoretically should cost and what they're paying for it as money that they've made. So I had an ex, I had an ex-girlfriend years ago, wonderful, wonderful person. But she, if you said to her, this is normally 5,000, but you can have it for 4,000, she would see it as like, if I miss out on this, I'm literally turning down someone handing me 1,000 free rand. And you're like, no, you're losing 4,000. You're not gaining 1,000. But this was a little bit lost on her. In terms of financial JOMO, I love when there's a massive jaw and I find I have an excuse or whatever to not go. And I get out of it. I see the condition of my friends the next day.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, like, I spent literally nothing except today's small portion of the ADSL and the Netflix bill. Then you just feel like, I feel so much better today than my mates.
But I know when I moved out of home, I fell into a trap that I probably should have had a bit of JOMO when it came to. Because everyone starts advising you when you move out of home. Of course you need to buy a blender. Of course you need Tupperware. Of course you need this.
I've got one of those juicers.
When last did you use
it? I like a juicer.
100 years ago.
You see?
Ridiculous.
I spent so much money that I really didn't have to. Yeah.
Spending money out of convenience or impulse, the unseen, is often disguised as saving, the seen. So it's time to replace some FOMO with JOMO. Now, at Coronation, they see through the seen and the unseen, or rather they see through the seen to the unseen, which helps you to grow your money, like investing it for the long term through unit trust with Coronation. If you want to find out more, you can head along to coronation.com, and you can find out all the information there, coronation.com.
With the electronic nappy changer and built-in sleep monitor, the new Zaza 3.0 baby stroller is here.
Excessive features added to justify the equally excessive price tag.
Zaza strollers are built in Sweden using only aerospace-grade materials because only the best will do.
When a regular stroller will do exactly the same job.
It's easy to get tempted into unnecessary spending. That's why Coronation is encouraging South Africans to save instead this National Savings Month. To invest, talk to your financial advisor. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.